Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. Today's guest is Linda Dujic, the managing director of Crossing the Globe, a nonprofit organization that provides leadership development and work experience for students and young professionals globally. And today, we'll be discussing the value of volunteer experience in your job search. So welcome, Linda.
Thanks for having me.
It's our pleasure, and let's just dig right into this. You know, of course, you've got a lot of unemployment. The unemployment rate for college grads is super, super high. So as they're looking for the job, what is that value in volunteer experience, and how do HR and hiring managers view this experience on a resume?
Well, HR and hiring managers are actually increasingly interested in volunteer experience. And this is especially true when many of the resumes they receive show that, on the whole, many people have been out of work for quite some time. So when we think about this larger economic context and the fact that quite a few individuals have been out of the work world for fairly long periods of time, it becomes clear that those with volunteer experience are highly motivated and have taken the initiative to gain some experience while still looking for work. So that really provides them with a certain advantage. And interestingly, volunteer experience used to be viewed as being reserved for those who had additional time and a passion for a cause. Now it's much more than that and can serve to open the doors to many opportunities.
Linda, should people include any and all volunteer experience, or should they only include on their resume that experience that relates to the job that they're applying for?
This is a great question, and it really largely depends on how much volunteer and work experience the student has. So if past work experiences are limited or non-existent, which is typically the case with students, it is recommended that volunteer experience be included. There are many skills, such as those in customer service and being a team player, that could have been developed from past volunteer positions. Such skills, they have the potential to be applicable to desirable paid positions. And somewhat ironically, volunteer experience can actually be more relevant to the job being applied for than irrelevant or loosely related paid work experience.
And how do they include that on a resume? Is that something that they should highlight? Should they put it in its own special section, volunteer work, or should it be included chronologically or by the skills and what types of skills they learned or they applied while volunteering?
Right. So usually when an HR or hiring manager reviews a resume, they want to see a timeline to get a sense of the person's skills and capabilities. So if this timeline is sort of fragmented and not listed in chronological order, it will be very difficult for the HR or hiring manager to understand what has happened over the course of the person's career. So this is certainly something to be avoided, as too much confusion within your resume will, it has the potential to exclude you as a candidate. And it's also necessary to remember that HR and hiring managers, they really want to see a progression over time, and they want to see that increased responsibility over time. So chronologically is certainly the best way to go here.
And what if you're looking for a job and, of course, you're not having success and you decide I should volunteer? Is there, can you offer an established company to volunteer for that company? Not necessarily, kind of, I guess, like you would be a somewhat of an internship in a sense, but not really, not, you know, labeled an internship. Can you actually create your own volunteer opportunity at any company?
Yes. Actually, some people may think that this is somewhat of a difficult endeavor, but it is possible to create your own volunteer opportunity at a company if you can determine what they need and you have the associated skill set. So, for example, companies that are looking to develop a business page on Facebook, may not have the time or know-how, so volunteering to develop and monitor a page for them may be very welcome. This actually points to another item which I get asked quite frequently, and that is whether volunteers are likely to secure full-time employment. Now, from my perspective, volunteers and interns are likely to secure full-time employment when they've made a substantial business contribution, which is recognized. So volunteers and interns that contribute new ideas, increase efficiency, and demonstrate worth are most likely to receive a job offer once the volunteer experience or internship has come to an end. Also, keep in mind that oftentimes volunteer positions and internships are a way for organizations to really determine who is capable of what. So it's wise to showcase your skills and inform key people on what you've been doing, and most importantly, how you are contributing to making the company a success.
Now, Linda, how does someone go about doing that? I mean, do you just pick up the phone and call? Do you say, hey, listen, I'm looking to help you out. You don't need to pay me, kind of a thing. What would be the first step to building that opportunity for yourself?
Yeah, I think that this certainly depends on the organization. It depends on who you have access to and your certain skill set. So a lot of small businesses, for example, they would like to gain that presence on social media but don't really have the in-house capabilities, and so would welcome someone sort of just showing up and mentioning that, you know, this is something that I can do if you want us to put you on Twitter and manage your Facebook or LinkedIn accounts. Now, for the larger organizations, that's a little bit trickier because there is a certain hierarchy within the global organizations and bigger organizations. So that is something that may require some additional effort and can best be achieved if you send in your resume, have a chat with somebody who is in HR or who is the hiring manager, and look at the job postings that they have available.
Now, Linda, is that something that you do at crossingtheglobe.org? Why don't you let our listeners know a little bit more about how you can help them?
Right. So basically, Crossing the Globe is a nonprofit organization, and what we do is we provide leadership development and work experience for students and young professionals globally. So basically, I ensure that the students and young professionals who enroll with our programs at Crossing the Globe are highly sought after by organizations that seek the best talent.
Well, thank you so much, Linda. I appreciate your insight into the importance and value of volunteering when you are looking for a job. And I'd like to remind our listeners that if you are interested in developing your leadership skills, or maybe you know someone who is, and gaining relevant and exciting work experience within your field, you can visit crossingtheglobe.org, and you can also learn a little bit more about the activities at Crossing the Globe by liking them on Facebook. So, Linda, thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate that.
Thank you so much.
And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR, the creator of JenningsWire Online Magazine. JenningsWire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit JenningsWire.com and discover the blogger that is just right for you. Till next time.